And good evening, everyone. Welcome. Saints Sports Studios, Jeff Bowman here with you on Saints Sports Weekly on Monday night. Fred will be in a minute. He's got some babysitting duties, so he'll be here as soon as he can. But it's a softball night tonight, and we get to chat a little ball as the season's just around the corner. And we've got head coach Laura Kutsaris. Laura, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
That's good. Get that a little closer. And then we've got two sitting on the side, and they're going to have to share a microphone right now. It's Lauren DeZegi, DeZegi. Let's get that right. And then Cheyenne Truex.
Yes.
And both of them are very soft-spoken, I can tell right now, anyway, until they laugh. But when we start talking, you got to get that mic closer to you when we're talking. But we'll start with Coach Kit and Laura anyway. And it's right around the corner. Just talking with the girls before you stepped in and get to go to Kentucky soon.
Yeah, a couple weeks out, 2.5 weeks roughly now. So hopefully the weather will cooperate for us. Most of the time it doesn't, but hopefully it will this go around. And we'll get down, get four games in 22nd and 23rd, I believe, of February.
Turf helps for a lot of at least.
Our game's supposed to be played on dirt.
I know, but you can at least.
I can appreciate turf, but we'll get our
right
field.
Now. I mean, you get on either of the turf fields though, and
occasionally
just at least take some.
Yeah, we know. Will. We'll get out on either the turf on the baseball field or the football field when the weather cooperates.
Right.
We actually were on our field one day last week, that's ideally what we'll do when we get that opportunity. But we did get out one day last week, and today was a little bit warmer, but we had an off day today with just some scheduling stuff, but works out well.
But it's nice just to at least get some fungos, get some, you know,
right.
Get in front of a ground ball, take one off the chest here or there.
Yeah, and our big thing is for our outfielders.
Right.
You know, we can do all the throwing and all of the scooping on the ground that we can in the field house, but to get out and get some fly balls, that's really important. So that's where, you know, even if we've got a 35-degree night, you know, and we need to turn on lights on one of the turf areas and get out just to hit some fly balls.
Right.
We'll take advantage of that when we can. If there's no snow and ice, we try and take advantage.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean, that's the big key is at least at, you know, every school that's, you know, a little further south that can get those things in.
Right.
You know, that's the big difference, I think, is just the reps.
Yeah.
You know, how many times you can swing that bat or just, you know, judge a ball and,
right.
and do some of those things that, you know, from one year to the next.
Yep. Yeah, it's always good when you can get outside. And you know, the last few years, we've actually been pretty lucky in that we have gotten outside more in the last 3 years than we have in my previous 17, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just global warming or whatever you want to call it. But it has been nice because we have had that opportunity. And hopefully over the next couple of weeks, we'll get some opportunity. I haven't looked too far ahead just because it's pointless to do. But,
right.
You know, try and look out at least a week in advance and see, okay, is there a chance somewhere along the line? And
yeah, I mean, there's actually, I see lacrosse actually canceled for Wednesday.
Yeah.
Women's lacrosse.
Yeah.
Because there's supposed to be some ice and stuff coming.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah.
Which I was a little surprised because they're playing Adrian. So I don't know. Like,
right. Well, I think I want to say one of their coaches told me that they were planning on playing indoors somewhere. So maybe that facility's not ready yet. I don't know. That's what I think I heard one time along the way. But I could be totally off on that, too.
So you're going to Kentucky. Then you go down to the Space Coast Games.
Yep. Yeah, we're heading down south to Florida, Cape Canaveral area. We'll play in Melbourne is where the fields are at.
Okay.
But we'll stay there in the Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach area. It's about a half hour to and from the fields, and we'll get a lot of games in. We're going to be a little bit more of an extended trip. We kind of broke it up a little bit rather than having multiple three-game days. We're kind of cutting that back to allow for just a couple of three-game days and then a lot of two-game days.
Right.
And break it up, you know, not get ourselves so tired out by the end of the week. So we're looking forward to that, a little bit of an extended trip, but that'll be nice to be away. And
Now, is that over break?
Yeah, it's over spring break. Okay. We're going to leave a couple of days before spring break starts. But, you know, thankfully for us, our students are good students, and we can take advantage of a little bit of that and miss less class when we come back by going down a couple of days early. And, you know, we'll get to play. And, you know, those fields are turf. So even if we get weather and rain, right, we're still going to play. So
does that give you an opportunity to kind of really put your team in perspective early on?
Yeah, it gives us, you know, it gives us a chance. It's part of our season, obviously, so we go down wanting to win every game we play, but it does allow us to tinker a little bit, you know, and see what the combinations are going to look like, you know, as we get deeper and deeper into the season. And, you know, sometimes we get some surprises, and sometimes it plays out exactly how we kind of anticipate. But, you know, it's a lot of games in a short amount of time, and gives us a chance to really get going and get underway, and then hope like heck when we come back we don't have 2 feet of snow on the ground. So
yeah, that's always fun. You know, get do all that and come back and can't do anything.
We've had that several years, so hopefully this is not one of them. So
well, we laughed a little bit before the show is the WAC preseason rankings, which are just that.
Yep.
Preseason thoughts on, all right, where'd you finish last year and who you bring them back? I mean, that's kind of all it is. And so, but they've got you at 10th, and I know that's probably a lot lower than you would want to be, you know, even at somebody else's thoughts.
Sure. You know, it's what it is. I'm not surprised with where we kind of slide in. I mean, like I said, most coaches will look at the rankings and or look at where finishing was from last year. And, you know, I mean, you can look at them and you can see, I think Madonna got every first place vote with the exception of one, I believe, which was probably their own vote would be my guess. And, you know, they've lost a heck of a lot now. I've heard they've reloaded, but we don't really know that.
Right.
So, you know, but they made a heck of a run going to the World Series last year, but the arm that they did that on has graduated.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always fun, you know, and quite honestly, be the underdogs. Nobody expects anything from you. Hey, let's go get it done.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
So do I appreciate where we are? No, but am I going to lose sleep over it? No, because when we get on the field, we just got to prove everybody wrong.
Well, and that's one of those things that when you look at that, and you know, you can take it for a grain of salt, except for when you want to push somebody with it too.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
Say, guess what?
You absolutely.
Know, they're saying we're 10th.
Yeah.
Let's go prove somebody wrong.
Absolutely.
So,
hey, at least we're not 13th, so.
That's very true. That is very true.
But 10th is not where we want to be either, so.
No. But, you know, looking at that, I mean, you know, Madonna has had some great success. And
they
so,
have.
You know, you would think that they're going to, you know, try to rebuild a little bit too. Have you noticed, you know, with the whole transfer portal and all that that's going on, the trickle-down effect, is it reaching especially the WAC as much?
It doesn't seem to be, not a ton anyway. I mean, you'll see some schools will bring in some students here and there, and you know, but more often than not, when you get a transfer in, it's usually an ulterior reason why. You know, we brought two transfers in this year, and one of them is somebody who just wanted to be closer to home, you know, finishing up her career. Another one's a kid that was down between us and another school last year. She went down to Florida instead, realized she didn't want to be that far away from home, so came back to kind of where her second choice was on paper a year ago, because who wouldn't want to go play softball in Florida? So
you can't blame them,
you know.
For
so
sure.
So that's what you see more often with our level with the transfers. And you know, quite honestly, you might see it a little different in other parts of the country, but who wants to come to Michigan for the spring and March and April?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's why I wasn't sure if a team, you know, like a Madonna, a team that made a run, that that's kind of been sitting up there a little higher, if they have a few more or would.
It's possible. You know, I can't speak for everybody.
Right.
My guess is it's probably more there's a reason why people came versus that national side of things that you may see. You know, certainly I think Division II, you'll see that. Obviously, Division I, you see it all the time.
Right.
But I don't think you see quite that national side of things when you're talking about D3, yeah. NAIA, you know, that's just my own opinion
right.
on
the recruiting
trail.
The reasons are more than just saying,
absolutely.
Hey, I'm not going to go to this other program because it might
right.
be a little better or give me a
right.
better
I mean,
opportunity.
You know, our kids aren't getting million-dollar NIL deals.
Oh, they're not?
So,
come on.
No, I wish they were.
You haven't hooked those deals
gosh,
up
gosh, I wish I'd hooked myself up first, but
no. No kidding.
But, yeah, I think most of the time with the transfer scenario, it's usually a case of they have – family in the area, or it's closer to home,
right.
or it was a school they really enjoyed, or, you know, maybe you see a coaching change where people bring people with them type thing. But for the most part, I think it's generally a sort of a D1, D2 world with the transfer
yeah.
portal these days.
Well, and you talked a little bit about the transfer story. I mean, one we talked about a little bit beforehand with Libby Fair that, you know, she was a two-time Lenawee County Player of the Year and
mm-hmm.
Went off to Grand Valley, and she's going to be finishing up. It's nice to have a catcher come in like that, too. And I know,
yeah.
we can talk that a little bit, too, about you know what that may bring to your game as well. But
yeah,
to have somebody that's in that position, too.
Sure. Libby brings something certainly to our team. Obviously a very talented player and, you know, wanted to get back closer to home and came back for our education program, and we'll finish up her playing career this year and then her education next year in that realm. But just brings a different personality, you know, and obviously catching is such an important piece. And we've got quite a few. It's actually rather nice right now. We have our, you know, seven pitchers on our roster, and we actually have seven catchers to catch them all at the same time, so we don't have to mess around so much with that. But you know, it's nice to have some depth there, and it's nice to see some battles going on as well.
Yeah, that's good, always good. And you know, you mentioned pitching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the key at any level of softball, and you know, that's one thing that you really have to worry a lot about. And you know, you've got a senior that's been on the mound quite a bit sitting right next to you, and
yep.
you know, what is Cheyenne bringing to this program, and who else is out there that's going to be challenging her this year?
Sure. You know, experience obviously is the first piece Cheyenne brings. Cheyenne had a very nice year last year, you know, as a freshman, threw a little bit here and there, and then really kind of got thrust into it as a sophomore, and had a solid year, but then had a better year last year. So hopefully that continues to progress and has her best year, hopefully as her last year this year. I know that's what she wants and that's what we want, and hopefully good things come from that. And, you know, behind Cheyenne, you know, there's probably three others that are in that mix varsity-wise. We've got Riley Hoover's coming back. She threw a lot of relief for us last year as a junior. A few spot starts here and there. And then Rory Miller is one of our sophomores that threw a few innings varsity-wise, more JV a year ago, but in that mix. And then Cassie Kuiper is freshman from Ohio that is in that mix as well. I would imagine the bulk of the innings will go kind of between those four, and how it all plays out is to be determined.
Right. Well, you just mentioned the JVs and level. How important is that for you in the program?
It's really important. You know, it's something that, you know, we do it a little differently than a lot of people, in that we don't break our team into two different unique teams. You know, we've got, you know, our bulk of players, obviously, that are starting and playing every varsity inning or game or whatnot, but then you've got a handful of players that just need some more reps and more experience, and then you got that middle group of players that are seeing limited, you know, whether it's pinch hitting, defensive pinch running, whatever the changes may be, but only seeing spot game action. So allowing them then to play those JV games as well to get actual game,
right.
real game experience, it can build great things. You know, our poster child of that from a handful of years ago, we had a kid by the name of Ashley Helmink that was freshman year. She virtually did nothing but play JV games, you know, a few spot pinch running or pinch hits here varsity wise, and was probably ready as a junior but was blocked by three All-Americans on the middle end, or three All-Conference players on the middle infield, one an All-American, and as a junior was able to step right in. But without those JV games, does she develop the way she did?
Yeah.
Don't know. And as a junior, first team All-Conference, as a senior was a player of the year in the league, first team All-American. So, you know, that that's why you play those JV games as well, to get that. And we're looking forward to having that full slate of JV games again. Weather hopefully needs to cooperate for us, but that'll be nice. And it allows that development that, you know, as we get into March and April with games being every other day and schedule changes and all these things, practices get fewer and farther between.
Right.
So if you're not seeing regular game action, how are you getting better? And that's what we like about having that JV side of things, to be able to play and get better and get stronger and compete.
Yeah, you have to have, again, especially these girls are used to playing a lot more than that. So when you're coming to this level, you want to make sure they get out there and get some innings in. And, looking once again, rounding out, talking about you and your team and, your staff again. Katie and Becky both back again with you.
Yep. We've got Becky, who's been with me 19 of 20 years now, predated me by a year. So we're both in our 20th year. And Katie is, I believe, in her 11th year helping us now. After her four-year playing career, it's either her 10th or 11th, but she's been around with us for a while. And then we've got a grad assistant, Audrey Crawford, who has been a team manager the last couple of years, played her 2 years prior, played 2 years and was a team manager for us, and she's helping us out this year as well.
It's nice to have what Becky and Katie bring.
Absolutely.
Obviously, been around here as long as you. I always laugh, too, and, when they switch out at first, because nobody's getting runs.
Yeah, that's always a fun one.
I always laugh at that.
Try and tweak it up a little bit, absolutely.
right. But you have, again, two that played the game at a very high level.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then can teach it as well. And it's got to be nice for you just to be able to concentrate on different things that need to be concentrated on, because you can tell one of them, do this, and you know what's taken care of, and you can kind of be where you think you really need to be.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd pit our coaching staff, our assistants, against anybody, anywhere, anytime. Both great people. We all get along 98% of the time and battle the other 2% of the time. But two people that I couldn't trust any more than I do, and two of my very good friends. And, like I said, we can't be more grateful for what they do. For what they get is ridiculous. Just couldn't be happier with that situation.
Yeah, it's got to be to have that kind of continuity with it, and everything is so nice. And,
absolutely.
And you being able to just let them do what they need to do, and it's going to be okay.
Absolutely.
That's for darn sure. All right, well, we're going to take a timeout, talk with the couple of the girls here and see what their thoughts are on this upcoming season. Again, women's softball here tonight on Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by St. Louis University. We'll be back with more right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Hey, welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman with you here, along with Coach Fred Smith, made it in. We have a women's softball night here tonight on Saints Sports Weekly as the season's just around the corner. As we mentioned earlier, we got two of Coach Kucar's players with us tonight, Lauren Deozegi, along with Cheyenne Truex. So you guys each have a mic in front of you now, so you can you can talk. You're going to have to still get closer and talk louder. Very soft-spoken.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's shy. I was just going to ask that. Is just because there's a microphone in front of you?
Probably.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Pretty anxious.
But Cheyenne comes in here from Olivet. So we were just talking Eagles and stuff. So are you rooting for the Eagles?
Probably, yeah. Kansas City has won quite a few times already.
I remember going to some stuff at Olivet and seeing all the Eagles thing stuff. You know, I was like, that's perfect. Colors and everything. You can get Eagles stuff and long done that, the Philly part on it.
The green and white.
Yeah, you're all set. I do remember actually one of the coldest I've ever been, though, was at your football stadium doing a high school football game in the playoffs. And they were so excited because they had a new press box and they were told me all about it. And they walked me in and they opened the door up and they said, you're here. And they opened it up to the outside part.
Oh, man.
So I'm thinking I'm in this really nice press box. Didn't bring all the clothes I needed. Holy cow, is it cold.
Yes. All of that definitely gets cold, especially the stadium. With
yeah.
All the metal and stuff they have
sitting up on
now.
The hill and the wind. Mm-hmm. The other
especially
side of the stadium
the
was, they were okay. But so senior year here, how did you end up at Siena Heights?
So I was originally at Judson University my freshman year, my first semester. Just needed a change. New coach Laura from one of my travel coach. So I was kind of able to get connections, be able to transfer. But yeah.
Who'd you play travel ball with?
Mid-Michigan Chaos.
Okay.
Yeah. We're based out of Lansing.
Okay.
So Cheyenne, I'm Coach Smith, and I hired this lady right here, and one of the best things I ever did, and one of my dear friends. Those are some days, you talk about grappling. We did our share of grappling, but she, you know, I just think the world of her and her program. But let me first ask you, have you always been a pitcher?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Did you play any other sports at Olivet?
I did soccer. We kind of did like an indoor league with our school,
right,
just for fun, and then volleyball up until the 10th grade.
So how long have you been pitching?
So pitching, I've been probably since I was 10.
Wow.
Yeah, started off in the coach pitch league when I was probably like 6.
Yeah.
And then I started getting into like the pitching around 8, asked my mom, hey, I want to pitch. So it was pretty cool. She helped me with that a lot.
So talk about when, you know, and so much going to Judson, which is in Illinois, and you made a change fairly quick. So you came second semester to Siena.
Yes.
And so this is your Fourth year playing. Okay. All right. I'm getting thanks. I'm getting signs here from Laura like she always did when I was the AD. She took care of me. How's your career been going, and what was the biggest adjustment to playing, being a pitcher in college as opposed to high school and club?
Definitely the mental part. You kind of have to, like, just let things go. If something doesn't happen right in the inning, like, you need to go to the next pitch, even, like, the pitch before. Like, if the ball was hit, hey, the batter had a really good hit. You got to go to the next batter, get them out. That was the biggest part from sophomore year to junior year. Kind of talked with Coach Laura and then Katie about it. We just needed to lock down, like, my mental side, and I think that's what really made, like, my junior season so much better.
So you're really looking forward to this year?
I am really looking forward to this year. I think we have a pretty good team this year. I feel like we're flowing more together. Seems like we are going to be having pretty good starting.
I noticed, your early schedule, you possibly go to Kentucky. Then you have your trip, which Coach works so hard. You all do to fundraise. Kind of want to ask you, did you know what you wanted to study when you started in college?
No, I did not. I was originally, from 10th grade, I wanted to do psychology.
Right.
Be a psychologist. But then December of my freshman year, I want to do nursing.
Good.
So that's what kind of like made me decide to transfer also was Judson didn't have a nursing program.
Right.
So decided to transfer and then got into the nursing program here at Siena.
Well, that's awesome. And I know that's not an easy gig, especially during.
It's pretty rough right now.
You're with all your clinicals and everything else.
Yep.
And
tomorrow, yeah.
And one thing with that, Coach, I'm looking at all 3 years, she's been scholar athlete. So. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Gotta keep up on those grades.
Yeah, well, at the nursing program, for sure. Where are you doing your clinicals at?
Right now, I am at the Chelsea Regional Hospital.
Yep.
The
that's a great place.
Yes. And then we'll be in Monroe for OB.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So that's what you want to specialize in?
No, they kind of rotate us through. Not exactly sure. I was looking more towards ER.
Okay.
Will you be done this year, or will you have?
I have one more academic year.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
So, yeah.
And we can't wrangle another more.
COVID years out there.
Well, came in right after that.
Well, you know, it's funny if, you know, all this stuff, and we've talked about it on the air with this suit. That and you're shaking your head. You know what I'm talking about. That the NCAA is looking at 5 years because the way the judge ruled, they're not even going to count junior college eligibility anymore, right? And you know the NAIA will do whatever the NCAA does, right? Because we looked at 5 years. Remember, Laura, a couple different times as the NAIA, and we could. That's a whole subject we could do a whole show about. But the thing is, for people that are into nursing or education or interested in me and be doing a grad program, it's a good thing. Some people, I can understand, they really can't afford that other year, you know? So, Jeff, I've been talking too much, but I missed the first 15 minutes. Anything you want to ask this star pitcher?
Well, yeah, that's one thing was talk about. I like how you mentioned earlier just that the mental side of, you know, forgetting, because that is, you got to have a short memory on the mound.
Very short term.
There's two sides to that. There's the short memory of no, or there's that longer memory of last time I faced this person, you know, she didn't like me coming down her hands, or she took, you know, so there's the two sides of that, and there's so much mental of that. But, are you very comfortable? Do you have a catcher that you're more comfortable with that you've had the last few? And we talked about new ones coming in, but, how has your rapport always been with your catcher? Do you have kind of that favorite person?
I would definitely have to say Emma Marshall, just because I've known her since I was 16. So, like, us being able to play together in college, especially since she transferred in as well, like, a year after me, it's just that friendship and just, like, how close we are, that definitely helps with our catching. Mm-hmm. But I also really love Libby. Like, she's been a great addition this year. I like her attitude. She's her catching, everything. So it's definitely, like, It's a mix, but
right?
Definitely, Emma Marshall. Me and her have a lot more.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have that comfort zone. That's for sure.
Yes.
Does it? Mention Libby a few different times, but you talked about her. Does coming in from a different program like that, is she vocal, but does she also bring in something a little bit different in attitude and style-wise that you guys both haven't seen?
Yeah, definitely attitude and style-wise. Like, I mean, she came from a D2 school, so their practices and, like, just how they handled themselves on the field were very different. She has, like, a lot of stories. Also a lot of pitching exercises, because she would always work with their pitchers over there.
Right.
So yeah, she definitely brings like a different style, definitely like a different leadership type thing.
Yeah. So expectations are high then for you.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Well, you're going to slide over to your left or your right. My left is, we've got Lauren, in here with us. Lauren Dierzeggi. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Again, I look at that and it's like, corrects me every time if I'm going to say it the right way, and I hate not pronouncing something right. But you come in a little downriver-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So how was your migration to Siena Heights? How'd you end up here?
So I went to like a college like prospect camp down in Toledo, and I think I had reached out to Coach Laura before, and then she contacted me after the camp, and then I came for my visit. And then I also came to a practice that year, too, and I just knew that I could see myself here, and so I committed.
There you go. Now, where did you play travel ball downriver?
I spent the last 3 years with the Downriver Diamonds, and then a couple years before that with a couple different teams, but primarily with the Downriver Diamonds.
Okay.
Yep.
And now, you know, Shane talked a little bit about psychology, and I see that's what you're majoring
in. Yep. Yeah, I have always known, not always, but since my junior year of high school, I took an AP class. I took AP Psych, really liked it, and then decided that that's what I wanted to study. And so I'm finishing up with my senior research now, and then I'll be on to grad school after that. So
do you know what do you want to study in grad school?
I'm planning just to go for my master's in clinical psych.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if I want to work. I worked with kids in foster care over the summer, and I really liked that. Might go sports psych. Not sure yet. But for my master's, just like general clinical.
You know, so you're in. Do you know where you're going to be next year yet, or are you not?
No, I'm applying right now. I'm applying to a couple different schools. So some back home. I'm going to apply to Sienna's program. So we'll
congratulations.
See. Thank you.
That is awesome. To
And Fred on another looking at this. Scholar athlete on all of it as well.
Well, that's been the story of Laura's career. You know, she's had smart young ladies for sure, and you know, the one thing I got to ask you: when did you start playing softball, and did you play any other sports at New Boston?
I started playing when I was, I think, four or five. Yeah, it's been a long time. and no, I didn't play any other sports growing
up. So you were just softball all the way through.
Yeah, I did gymnastics for like 8 months when I was younger. I did like two seasons of junior cheer in elementary school. But other than that,
you've been
it's always been softball.
Softball, yep. Cool. And you play outfield?
Yep.
What, center, right, left?
All three,
huh?
All three of them, yep. I've played all three in my career here, so.
How did your, when you came to Siena, I mean, did you play right away? Did you have to play your dues? How did that work out?
So my freshman year, I came in, I split time in right field with an upperclassman, primarily defensively.
Gotcha.
And then sophomore year, our starting center fielder was injured, so she didn't play that year, and so I ended up playing center my sophomore year. And then last year, didn't get a whole lot of playing time, but I think I needed it, to be honest. I think it was really good for my development mentally. And so this year, not sure what's going to happen, but I'm excited and I'm optimistic. So,
good.
Yeah.
Well, what I noticed, Coach, I know the mic isn't close to you, but is you have a really balanced roster. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have, what, 5-6 seniors maybe?
Yeah.
But all your classes are really balanced. That isn't easy to do that.
Yeah, it's nice when we have kind of the balance between upperclassmen all the way through. I mean, I'm always somebody that who's going to give us the best opportunity to win is
right,
who's going to be on the field, you know, senior, freshman, sophomore, junior, you know, but it is nice when you have the continuity, you know, having the seniors, having the juniors, having the sophomores, having the freshmen. It's something that, you know, I like to have that. You know, we'll bring in, you know, 10, 12 people generally in our every year. And, you know, you lose some along the way, obviously, the natural matriculation of things. But it's nice, you know, we've got core group of seniors this year. We've got really three who have been with us 4 years. And then we've got a couple that have transferred in along the way. And then we have actually a couple of our juniors are graduating this year as well, juniors eligibility-wise. Yeah. So we'll, you know, we'll have a few more than just what's necessarily listed as not back next year, unfortunately.
Right.
But, you know, that's kind of the double-edged sword of having such a great academic team you know, we tend to have usually almost every year there's at least one student who is in what is their third year of college that is finishing their career because they're moving on to bigger and better things.
Well, what happens now with so many of the high schoolers, they come in with hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Heck, now in our day, that wasn't really the case. And you talk to so many, even, you know, my granddaughter, when she went to Purdue, and she had a ton of hours already.
Your granddaughter is already in college? That can't be.
She's graduating.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Dang, I'm old.
both you guys, Lauren, and leadership-wise, and we talk about this, is always interests me a ton. Do you consider yourselves leaders of this team?
Do you want to answer or do you want me to go?
We can both. You go first.
Okay. I would say so. I mean, we've been here for both 4 years now, and I think, like, collectively we have respect of people on the team, and I think mm-hmm. that's a really big thing. I think most of the team, generally speaking, respects us.
Also looks up to us
quite
a bit. They ask for opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks to us in that leader type role.
What have you learned in your about leadership, and what is your, in each of you speak, your leadership style?
Good question. That's a good question.
And you know what I mean. So sometimes you know there's some people that are very outspoken, and one of the, and you know, and I mentioned this person just because he's so dear to us, and that's Perry Gilbert. Perry Gilbert was a great leader. Didn't say anything to anybody. But he played hard, right? And then other kids, then sometimes you know, can they lead too much, you know? Mm-hmm. And how do you not, sometimes the younger players get upset when the know-it-alls. Right. I'm just trying to get your styles.
I think for me, a lot of it is about actions on and off the field. Gotcha. I mean, I try to carry myself well. I try, you know, to be humble. And I think that says a lot. I don't know. And I'm not a very outwardly spoken person either.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got to be yourself, right?
Yeah. I'm very shy and soft-spoken until I get to know someone. And so I think just, like, opening up and finding my place here has really helped with that, too. And I've become a little bit more outwardly spoken. So I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I would say that I'm about the same. I'm definitely more not as outspoken as, like, a leader. But I am. How do I say this? Just like Lauren said, like, from freshman year to now, like, we have definitely, like, just found our spots here. And, like, we do. Oh, my God, I have nowhere to go with this.
Well, I think for you, too, especially being a pitcher, being in the middle of everything, you got to have that self-confidence. I think that confidence
of
a leader as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people look to you at that position to not be breaking down and freaking out and going, oh my gosh, but you know, but you pick teams up as well just because of, you know, and not to say anything about, you know, Lauren, but you know, people aren't looking at the right fielder
right.
a lot of times during a game and go, hey, let's get us fired up right now. I mean,
right.
You know, a lot of it rides on the pitcher just because of the nature of the position.
Yeah, I would say I really settled into like that kind of position last year as a junior. I was able to, I'm such a, like, if I see my teammate down, I'm going to be like, hey, you're good. Don't worry about it. We all, like, I'm going to pick them up. I think that's a really big part of who I am. And as a pitcher on the, like, during a game, I am in control. I am, like, the one who's, like, out there and stuff. So, yeah, so I think just me being calm now allows the team to also be calm.
Right.
Just like an energy type of feel.
Coach, just one last thing. What do you expect from your leaders?
Well, the big thing that I always talk about or expect is kind of do the right things, you know, do the right things, be on time, do that sort of thing. Leaders can come as seniors, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, you know. Anybody can be a leader within our program. It's not, we're not designated as, okay, these are our seniors, these are our only leaders, so to speak. And you are right, there's various different styles, you know, of, you know, like you talked about Perry, and Perry never said boo to anybody, you know, but he played hard. And that's, you know, we have those types. We have kind of the outspoken types. We have a few get-in-your-face type people, and they're not in our senior class per se, but we do have those types of people as well that will kind of get in the face a little bit here and there. But it takes all types, and that's, we want everybody to be able to be that type. I mean, my style is very different than other people, as you well know, and that's not right. It's not wrong. It's just who I am. And, you know, my goal is that all of our students can be who they are in that capacity. And some of them are going to be great leaders. Some of them are going to be great followers. And it's okay. You don't have to be one or the other. You just have to be great at who you are.
And I think that's key. You know, and Fred and I have talked a lot about that too, and every coach as well. It is learning how to push the button for the right, you know, person. One to put your arm around, one to get in their face a little, or one, you know, I mean, you've got to know that too. And I think, you know, that's a big key. And I think probably you guys as leaders, and especially as seniors, you know, realizing even the underclassmen, you know, who to kind of, I wouldn't say coddle, but at least give them that reassurance. Hey, it's okay. This, as the other side of the, some of those people are like, hey, let's go. You know, I mean, and I think that's part of the leadership role too, especially as you guys as seniors, I think, is figuring out your teammates and which buttons to push.
Yeah.
You guys notice that? I mean, is that something that it?
Oh, yes. Sometimes, like, some players, like, if they just made a mistake, sometimes it's okay to just leave them alone, let them cool off, and then go talk. Other ones, they're kind of freaking out. You just got to kind of, like, settle them down. So, yeah, I've definitely noticed, like, who's, like, needing, like, different, like, interactions after, like, something happens.
Yeah. I mean, I can say, like, specifically in the outfield, we have a lot of different personalities in the outfield. And so, like, there's some girls in particular where I'm like, okay, like, you need to get it together. And other girls where I'm like, okay, just breathe. Like, you're okay. So, I mean, it's all about learning the personality of who you're playing with.
Well, and I think your psych class is probably helpful
with that. Yes.
I know that for my daughter got her master's in social work, and so I've been, you know, evaluated a lot at home as a parent because of the classes that she took. So, well, again, you know, good luck to both of you guys. I know senior year last year to go out there, you know, with the that Saints on your front and go out and have some fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got an alumnus coming up, Jess, and you can tell me what her last name, because I'm not going to pronounce it right.
Netziba.
Okay, that looks easy. It's easier than it looks.
Very much.
So we're going to take a time out. We're going to give her a call. We'll be back with more right after this. Saint Sports Weekly here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
So given that we got 30.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at Siena Heights.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting sienaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
And welcome back, Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman here with 96.5's Gabe, 96.5'sGabe.com. Once again, Jeff Bowman along with Fred Smith and head softball coach Laura Kutzarts. And we've got one of her former players and 206 graduate, Jess Natsiba. Jess, glad to have you in here with Saint Sports Weekly with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on. I'm a first-timer, so
that's right.
here to learn all about it.
Well, a 2006 grad and then in the Hall of Fame in 17, and now you work up at Eastern in their athletic department, the Associate Athletic Director for Development. So how long have you been at Eastern?
So first, happy National Girls and Women's in Sports Day, right?
Oh, all right.
Happy to be on as a female former athlete and now working in college athletics. I've actually been at Eastern Michigan now for almost 20 years. So since I've graduated from Siena Heights, I've been at Eastern Michigan.
So, oh, wow. So you went straight over there.
Yeah, so I did. I did my internship at Eastern, and they never wanted me to leave. So
yeah, that's what I thought, Jess. I remember you interned up there, you know?
Yeah. Yep, I interned with Steve Watson many, many moons ago, and then they offered me a grad assistantship, and then after my grad assistantship, they offered me to stay in athletics, and then I moved over to the alumni office for almost 12 years, and then about 2 years ago, Scott Weatherby, our athletic director, called me and said, "What's it going to take? I want you back in athletics." So here I am 2 years later, and I just was promoted to Associate Athletic Director for Development in October.
Well, congratulations. That's great to hear. You've just done an awesome
Thanks.
Job, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. Now I just am, you know, looking for to hire an Assistant Athletic Director for Development. So if you know anyone, job's open.
Well, you know, probably Coach Bauer and I need to come up and see you and pick your brain a little bit because we work part-time, as you know, in our advancement office. And we've met before, and we should you can give us some great ideas. But, Coach, I still call you Coach because you coached at Concordia for a long time. And But are you stayed involved in softball since then?
So since I left coaching at Concordia in 2017, I have not coached since. So I spent about 10 years at Concordia, working at Eastern full-time and then coaching at Concordia for just under 10 years. And then I gave it up in 2017 after my second back surgery. So doctor said, you know, if you want to walk when you're 50, I don't advise you to continue hitting balls. So I gave it up, and now I'm a spectator, but it's still, I played since I was 3 years old. So it's always going to be a big part of my heart, my life, and who has shaped me of who I am today. So, and my love for college athletics, right? So it's been a part of me forever.
That's awesome. Hey, it's good talking to you, Jess. Thanks for coming on tonight. You know, you had a interesting career, I would say, in terms of just sort of some of the maybe chaos that was going on in the coaching side of things during your tenure there. You know, just talk about your career as a player and kind of going through and what it meant and things of that nature.
Yeah, you know, I hate to say it this way, but, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? But no, at the same time, I truly believe that Siena Heights was where I was supposed to be, even if it was during tumultuous times with the coaching staff. But, you know, throughout that time, I made tons of great friendships. My freshman year was tough. And then we got better and then got worse, if that makes any sense. But, you know, at the end of the day, being a part of the team and the friendship that you make, being a part of a team and playing college athletics. And then now, you know, Laura, I consider you a friend, and with Becky, you know, lifelong friends that I stay in touch with, you know, that definitely, I can call upon for just about anything. And, you know, that's all what it's all about, right? Building relationships and, being a part of that and the friendships and all of that stuff. So, definitely, was tough, but at the same time, it makes you stronger in the long run. And, you know, I was grateful to have you as my senior year, even though you and I butted heads at the beginning, you know, we worked it out and all good now. But, you know, I think that's, at the end of the day, it's what it's all about. And that's honestly how I coached, even when I was in coaching at Concordia. And then, you know, I coached a lot at the high school level in travel ball. I told the girls all the time that, you know, I'm not here to be your friend right away, but if a friendship blossoms, it's what it's all about. And, you know, I'm here to develop you as an athlete and as a person. So that's what was important to me, and I think that's definitely what Siena did for me. As you know, I was recruited to go to some bigger schools, and I just didn't see myself fitting in at those. So I always say it to this day that Siena was the place for me, and I'll never change that or say any different. So
that was
it was good.
Leading to my question is well, you know, where did you from high school at, and how did you end up at Siena?
So it's kind of an interesting story. I was going on college visits, and you know, I went to Notre Dame. I did some summer camps. I looked at JUCO. I looked at all sorts of areas, but I also did hitting lessons with, at the time, the graduate assistant at Siena, and then also I did hitting lessons with Lee Ross Shaw, who was at Bowling Green State University. And so I actually was offered a full ride to Bowling Green and Eastern, and then was offered, like, to walk on at Michigan and Penn State. And I knew that college athletics wasn't going to take me any further than college. I wasn't dead set on going to college, to be honest with you. And so it was funny because Lynette Overstreet, who was the head coach at the time at Siena, came up to me at a tournament and bumped into me and was like, "Hey, what Big Ten school are you going to?" And I looked at her and I was like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to play college athletics. And if you knew me, you knew my dad. So my dad was one of the biggest influencers in my life. And she was like, "Where's your dad?" And I was like, "Yeah, he's around here with my uncle somewhere. Me and my cousin were playing together my whole life." So she went and talked to my dad, and they worked it out. And honestly, I was at home one day. Let me tell you, in the meantime, I turned down both the full rides to BGSU and ENU without my dad knowing. So literally, I was at that tournament. They went home. They talked it out with Trudy McSorley at Siena, and got me to come to Siena Heights. And he called me from work one day and was like, "Pack your bags." And I was like, "What are you talking about? I'm not going anywhere." And he was like, "No, you're going to go to Siena Heights. And when you get there," so he came home and was like, "Here's a credit card. I love you. Have fun. And you're to see Trudy McSorley when you get to campus." And I was like, "Okay." So Ended up at Siena, and truthfully, I never came home after that.
Where'd you play high school at?
Erie Mason.
Okay.
That's right.
So, who'd you play club for?
I actually played for quite a few different teams, but mainly with the Lady Irish out of Toledo.
That's what I thought, Toledo.
Well, that's quite a story.
Yeah, I played for the Lady Irish longest time, and then I played for the Ann Arbor Gold for a few years, Finley Flame for a few years, Springfield Express for like a year. But me and my cousin played together, who went to Owens and then transferred to Tiffin, was an All-American and now Hall of Famer there as well. So she was a pitcher, I was a catcher. So we were a package deal at the time.
You know, when you came to Siena, academically, did you know what you wanted to pursue, or how did that all transpire, Jess?
No, I was an undecided. And I know when I got to Siena, you know, Siena's big on making sure everybody has a major, right? So when I got to Siena, they put me in a bunch of intro classes. They put me in a career exploration class. They put me in, I mean, I was in all sorts of stuff. Trudy put me in my first year. And a part of the career exploration class was actually one of my favorite classes. It's where you do, like, your Myers-Briggs and people who are like you, personality, characteristics, things like that, and then what careers are they successful in? Well, mine was, like, business management, but I had a love for sports, and so I was like, let's do it. So I actually was one of the first cohorts for under Mary Beth Leibold for the sports management program.
Sports management.
Yeah. So I declared a major my sophomore year for sports management.
So we just got a couple minutes left. What's some of your best sports memories here at Siena Heights?
Oh, man, you know, I have tons of memories, you know, and honestly, like I said, it's mostly about the friendships that I made. But one of them that sticks out in my head, and it's a funny one, the whole team took the golf cart to Meijer. Well, I shouldn't say the whole team. A bunch of us took the golf cart to Meijer and bought toilet paper. And went in toilet paper in Lynette's house, and it was right on campus. It's actually where the villages are now. And so she let us. She heard us, woke up, and then let us finish toilet paper in her house. And then we all went to bed. And then she called the captains and was like, "Everybody's to get to the field house." She ended up cleaning up all the toilet paper and then made us re-roll every bit of toilet paper. And so we got in a lot of trouble. It took a few hours. So our captains were mad. Everybody was mad that we had to do it. But the freshmen, we had so much fun. But we got in a lot of trouble. We had to run a lot after that. And yeah, it was probably one of the times that really sticks out in my head where we had so much fun. But you know, also my first time flying was as a freshman at Siena, where we flew to Arizona. So that was a big one that stuck out. You know, there's always a couple of us that were first-time flyers. So, but our time on spring break in Arizona was always a good time. And
do you stay in touch with some of your former teammates?
Yeah. So, I stay in touch with Mary Beth Neary and Christy Holtz. And they were seniors when I was freshman, but they're the ones who really took me in. And then I stay in touch with, like, Natalie Walkley, Sarah Bobian, Liz Harrison now, but we were all roommates, and Julie Cousineau now, but we were all roommates, so those are the ones that I stayed in touch with the most when I moved off campus, because I didn't move off campus until I was a senior, so I wasn't about cooking my own meals every day. So
that's funny. But. Well, Jess, we appreciate your time, and you know, some good things. You know, we always like to find out, you know, how Siena shaped, you know, some of the former athletes. And we appreciate, you know, talking about some of these, the things you learned and times you had, and, you know, now putting it into practice at Eastern Michigan. So we appreciate that. And, you know, good luck and go Eagles, right?
Yeah, congratulations on everything.
Thanks.
Good to chat with you, Jess.
Anytime. I thoroughly enjoyed my time at Siena, you know, and it's important to give back in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, Siena is what honestly laid the foundation for me and my career. So I couldn't be more thankful and owe them the world. So,
once again, appreciate it very much. Yes, thank you very much. And we got to get out of here. And once again, I thank Coach Laura. Good luck on this season coming up. And,
appreciate that.
And also both Cheyenne and Lindsay as well, for or Lauren coming in as well. So we appreciate that very much. So coming up soon, you'll be heading down to Kentucky and getting some Saints softball. Thank you very much. Once again, thanks to NIH University. And this has been Saints Sports Weekly right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.